This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Tech of Tomorrow, brought to you by Oppo.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Tech Talk. We're talking about the technology of the future. We're talking about 5G, something I'm very excited about as well. I've got Henry Tang on the line. He is from Oppo. He is their chief 5G scientist. Welcome back, Henry. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you, Richard.
I've also got another familiar voice, Matt Armitage from Culture Pop. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, as far as anyone knows, I don't have a face.
This is true. Gentlemen, you are no strangers to one another. We had quite a good chat last time the two of you were on the show talking about the future development of 5G. And of course, one of the big progressions is that the devices have to change. Now, and in order to replace older technology, the new tech must provide significant benefits to others. How is 5G going to transform stuff like video technology and photography on newer devices? Henry?
I think 5G, as we talked last time, and 5G will offer much faster speed than 4G. And in that, so higher definition video will be quite a natural choice or natural option for 5G devices to offer. So this is a natural, I think, quite natural procedure. And also for, photography, I believe the new devices will have a better and increasingly better cameras, sensors, anti-shaking technologies, anti-blurring, many other post-processing, image processing, image signal processors built in. So we will enjoy, I think the consumers will enjoy better and better quality of the images they take on their 5G phones. Yeah.
We're talking about anti-shake technology, wide-angle lenses, video zooming, you know, portrait blur, all the stuff that we've heard before. Matt, what's your take on this?
Well, I mean, I can't add much more than Henry's already added, other than to say that I think what we're going to see is going to be this exponential difference. So either you have a 5G device that allows you to live stream either into your phone or from your phone at these speeds and resolutions, or you don't. It's definitely going to be something that consumers will want to upgrade to. So it's definitely the next evolution when it comes to the technology.
How different, though, is it? I mean, for the devices that are designed to use 5G technology now, there's a few devices out there already. What differences do, for example, Oppo's new phones offer in terms of the camera technology? I mean, we've spoken about the anti-shake stuff. What's new and what's on the horizon?
See, I think what we're really seeing here as well is that that introduction of AI technologies into camera technologies as well. So as Henry was saying, we have those micro shots on the latest Oppo devices. And we're already seeing phones, again, I think Oppo has phones that can do this, that will analyze your favorite shots and they'll look at the lighting conditions and they can turn those into filters. So you can then apply that great look that you got from, say, a professional shot to every single photo that you took, and things that can, you know, reprocess night scenes in real time to make them clearer. So that ability to broadcast these high definition videos that have been enhanced using AI technologies as well. AI technologies that sit on the sensors of the phone as well as accessing the power of the cloud. So it's allowing, I think, device makers to take different approaches to the way that they're shaping their camera sensors, because we always come back down to, you know, when you look at a professional HDR camera, it has a really big lens on it.
Yeah.
It's not practical to have a really big lens on a device that you have in your pocket. So this introduction of AI assistance, this changing in the way that the sensors are being, the sensors are processing, it's making the most of the small lenses that these mobile devices have.
I mean, these are things that lookup tables, for example, LUTs, that you know high end cameras would normally use. These, you're saying now that these filters that are only were only available to HDR cameras are now going to be available on these newer 5G devices.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can, because literally you can look at a photo that you've already taken and you can process what you like about that and you can turn that into a filter that can then be applied to every image you take after that. So if you're one of those people who likes to have that nice blue metallic tinge on your photos, namely me, I can then apply it to every image that I take and I don't have to have people like yourself telling me, send me a normal head and shoulders shot because I've given you the one that actually meets my needs.
So clearly, these are going to have impact on things like the social media tools that we regularly use. Stuff like Instagram is going to have these incredible filters on, and other programs that we share. What other changes do we expect moving forward with social media tools, and how are they going to be changed due to 5G technology and new camera tech moving forward, Henry?
Yeah, from my side, so I think Matt is a real expert on that topic, but maybe I can share some of my thoughts. In China, so the video bloggers are really becoming a very popular crowd today. Yeah. So you can see that they are uploading, they're producing and also uploading tons of videos produced by themselves. So, and 5G, they're combined with the speed of 5G and also much better quality camera. They are producing now today, a lot of very fancy videos, and that with much higher, quite high quality, and that will be very, really, really attractive to the watchers, and also to the audience and to their fans. I think this is really beneficial for the video bloggers and also other social media gurus. Yeah.
Right. Matt?
Well, yeah. I mean, we know that the current services use highly compressed pictures and video. And obviously with 5G, we have that ability to have much greater quality. So you would want that potential to be mirrored in the social media platforms as well. So a lot of that will depend on how those social media platforms process and pay for data, because the higher the streams that they host, the higher resolution rather, the more money it's actually going to cost them. So that one I think is still a to be resolved issue. But I think, as Henry was saying, I think we're going to see much more of a merging between the devices and the social media platforms themselves, especially in terms of those editing technologies and just that ability to make images look so much more professional. And again, that's where we come back to things like anti-blur and anti-shake technologies. Mm. Because as soon as you get that smooth scrolling high definition picture, it starts to look movie quality. And the second part of that, I think, is that we have to, we're seeing an increase in the quality of the sound capture on these devices, because that's typically where they've fallen down. We've had very good quality video captured, but the sound has fallen behind. So having, again, these AI sensors, having the ability to for the AI to look at the sound and look at the audio, it will help to process much better sounding videos as well as much better looking video.
If we look at the impact on industry, for example, and things like the advertising industry, who are very heavily going into advertising, whether it be via social media, in other ways, how do you see things like the advertising industry and the gaming industry in particular being affected?
As we have already demonstrated before, so there was some technology called cloud gaming. So we demonstrated in MWC 2019. So the PC quality games can run on 5G phones with a server on the cloud side. And also the phone itself, the processor of phones will not be able to, or will not be necessary to process all the heavy data load, the large amount of data needed by the PC quality level games. So this is with the help of 5G, and consumers will be able to enjoy high quality games everywhere, including the future XR games, AR and VR games. They may need a VR helmet and also AR glasses. That's all they need, and also 5G connections to enjoy the high level of AR and VR games, as well as high quality video playing, video playback on the VR helmet and also AR glasses with the help of 5G technology.
Matt, I know you're involved in the video advertising industry, you know, kind of as well, and you're not much of a gamer, I understand that, but you are an observer of this tech. You know, what's your take on this?
Well, we mentioned in the last show this emerging assistive AI. Now, that's going to have an impact on what happens with advertising as well, because we're going to be able to have very rich, ultra-high-D ads that will actually be able to change on the fly according to your reaction.
Right.
So your device might detect that you're the kind of person who wants the tear-jerking ending to the ad or the uplifting ending. So we're going to see a much more flexible and dynamic advertising industry on the back of this. But in terms of the gaming as well, I mean, I think Henry nailed it pretty much. What we're going to see is the expansion of what we use these open world platforms for. They're going to be places where we go to, as I mentioned in the last show, to consume entertainment, to go to concerts and sports events. We'll be able to go and see things like movie premieres in HD inside these game platforms. So we'll have these HD environments, even within these ultra HD environments. It's this expansion of virtual worlds and what they offer, everything that goes from entertainment through to education to business. So I think we will be heading to a world a little bit similar, although I hope a lot more utopian than Ready Player One.
Is 5G the tech upgrade that we need to take AR and VR from the kind of the back rooms into, you know, the foreground of things? Henry?
Yeah, 5G may be the technology we need to cut the wires of the VR and AR devices and make them wireless. Mm. So the bandwidth and the speed of 5G will be quite sufficient for many usage scenarios for AR and VR applications. And that will significantly increase the flexibility and the usability of VR and AR devices to the end consumers, since they don't need to be bundled or entangled by the wire connection here. Connect to the PC and all the phone or other the console, gaming console, to their AR and VR devices.
Stumbling over cables before, haven't we?
Yeah, we don't. Okay. Yeah, nobody likes the wire.
You know, I'm a noted VR skeptic. So
yes.
I think 5G is actually a challenge to the VR makers because, as Henry pointed out, now we have the technology to actually deliver these environments to our mobile devices. So it really is a challenge to the VR makers to solve those hardware issues, to actually get VR rigs that do operate wirelessly, that we can use, that don't completely block off the rest of our senses, so that we can use them not just in a large environment at home, so that we can make those mobile as well. Because there's no point making the technology mobile, making VR available on a mobile device, if you still have to go and sit down in a chair because you can't move around wearing a VR headset. Mm. So, like I said, I think this is a challenge now to the VR makers. It's to say, right, the technology can now do all of the things you've been telling us that you want for the last 10 years. Now you have to make your headsets, your devices, work with the world we've made possible for you.
We've done our bit. Now you go and do your bit.
Absolutely. So stop telling everybody it's because we can't give you the infrastructure to make this possible.
Mm. Wonderful. Henry Tang from Oppo, chief 5G scientist over there, and of course, Matt Armitage from Culture Pop. I'd like to thank you both for joining me on today's Tech Talk. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. You have been listening to Tech Talk here on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
The Tech of Tomorrow was brought to you by Oppo. Technology for mankind, kindness for the world.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.